We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What's your name, son?
Danny Bernstein. I'm from Deerfield, Illinois.
Dan Bernstein on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's enough. Don't care. Not interested.
Insightful sports talk for your workday from one of Chicago's most respected radio professionals.
Professional what?
Professional penis.
You don't know what the hell you're doing!
Dan Bernstein.
The guy is full of hot air.
In a semi-permanent state of flatulence.
Middays on The Score.
And this one in the books. Bears 23, Panthers 16. It's not quite a fade to black. Who wants another? You want another fade to black? I mean, this was just a hard-fought win in the NFC, and they're 8-1 in the last nine NFC games and 5-0 in the NFC for the first time since the Super Bowl year of Lovie Smith in 2006, and the defense does have a big day with the three. You needed three takeaways today.
Your TV screen just faded to black.
It did. Okay, fade to black. Bears win it 23-16.
Wow, a reluctant fade to black from Voice of the Bears, Jeff Joniak, on our sister station, WBBM News Radio, 780 and 105.9 FM. So maybe it didn't merit the full call, but it's a win and they're 5-1. All right. And we're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. It is a Bears Victory Monday. Fry up the chicken and enjoy, because a win is a win, even if you don't think your team is that good. But it's okay. We have the bandwidth for absolutely all of it, and you can process all of it. You can enjoy the win. You can be happy to be in first place. You can look at the likelihoods and probabilities based on this record and the expanded playoffs, and also be realistic about what the possibilities of winning the Super Bowl may be. We can do all of that and more today, and we're going to, because we're going to talk to Hub. At 10, we'll have Patrick Manley on at 11, and we'll have a lot of phone calls today because that's what we do on Bears Mondays. Always more fun after a win. 312-644-6767 is the phone number at WSCR The Score. You want to email us, you email Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you go to listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. Send a text to the text zone. That is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. When you text 312-644-6767, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter's at Bernstein670. You can follow my personal Twitter feed at Dan_Bernstein. Also, make sure that you download the radio.com app. It's a great way to stream The Score on your mobile devices. The stream really busy right now, so it's a great way to stream it at radio.com with the app right there on your phone. You can even do it in the car for crystal clear sound and DVR-like controls. You can also interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. And if you want to tune into Twitch, there's the video feed right there on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. That is directed by Brian Gertsch, and he also moderates the chat concurrent with the Twitch feed as well. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer. Ray Diaz, the man we call the Executioner, is on the board doing all the things that he does. And the bottom of the hour is being brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it. So, yeah, the Bears put us through these games. This is what we've done. This is our lot in life. This is what we do on Sundays. And we watch and we sit through it and we get to the end of it. And then we sort of feel like, okay, it's over. And all the threats have ended. The clock reads zeros, and every week it seems to be the same, that the Bears have more points than their opponent. We're not quite sure how. We're not quite sure when they're going to be good, where we are in the process. And that's what's so maddening about this, is here Matt Nagy's record as a head coach is the same as that of George Halas, and his start. It's like the best start to a Bears head coaching career since George Halas, because usually when a head coach takes over, we know they're taking over a bad team. The other coach got fired because the team was bad, and then it takes time to get good. And here Matt Nagy has been good since he took the job. And the head coaching record speaks to his head coaching, I guess, in a way that a record does. But when he's the one saying the things he said last week about the offense, and you have 10 days against a bad defense, that's not the Colts. That's not the Bucs. That was the 25th ranked rushing defense, and they have 13 rushing yards at half. That was it. You had 10 days to figure it all out, your precious processes, that everything is such a heavy lift. Everything is already, you're supposed to be good, and you're supposed to have things you know you can do. And I just don't think they do. Every next play is, let's spin the magical wheel of whiz-bang offense. And that guy's standing over there. And Allen Robinson's in the backfield. And here comes Cordarrelle Patterson. And it's just never easy. They always talk about the process. And then the games themselves feel like a process. Let's solve this next call. Well, we need 2 yards. I don't know. How the hell are we going to get 2 yards? We could put Anthony Miller in the backfield and throw a little lateral pass and then see if somebody can pop out and get a screen. And maybe they just have to admit we can't run over Jermaine Ifedi, or we can't run over Bobby Massey. I don't know. It's all so precious and adorable. It's the, you know what it is? I think the Matt Nagy offense is the equivalent of a Wes Anderson movie. And that's why it bothers me aesthetically. It's like everything's a little perfectly manicured dollhouse. Every little detail. And it's all so twee. Instead of just, you know, giving the ball to a guy and having him go that way with it. And they always talk about their processes and their details. And it's probably why I can't stand Wes Anderson movies, because everything's just so adorable and so precious and so detailed. And the details always have to be everything just right in this little world, when other games don't look like the Bears' wonderful world of offense. And other games just feel more like football games, and the Bears don't. And the thing is, the defense is so much fun. The defense is so great and so satisfying. God, there was a play late in the game, Roquan Smith, when he just did what he used to do in college, when he avoided a blocker completely, just threw the blocker to the side, and then guided missile the ball carrier. And we're going to talk about Kyle Fuller, too, because that dude is a cold baller. That dude is an all-pro. He is nasty, and he is fun to watch and fun to root for. And everybody on the defensive line, we even saw Robert Quinn get close to the quarterback in a couple places and have some pressures. And it was you hate to be in a situation where you hope the defense is on the field, but you're more likely to do things that get you closer to winning the game when you don't have the ball, which is so weird. It's so backward, and it gets difficult to root for at times, but it seems to be the place where we are with this team. 312-644-6767. Happy to take some phone calls today. This segment is brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. For grizzly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro. This is Jeff from Algonquin. He's on the score. Good morning, Jeff. Happy Bears Monday.
Hey, happy Bears Monday to you too, Dan. I liked your comment to Molly in crosstalk when you said, bad offensive lines make bad coordinators. And I hope Ryan Pace has like that posted somewhere on his desk, because it's true. The best offenses in the league have good offensive lines. The Raiders are scoring 30 points a game right now, and it's because they can block you off the line of scrimmage. Derek Carr isn't special. They don't have a bunch of weapons on there. They got Darren Waller, who I'd probably take over anybody on our team. But you get my point. We don't have a good offensive line, and because of that, even though we don't have playmakers, we lack speed, I get that, you take a whole dimension of your game away when you can't block, and that's the run game. The pass block is average, but at the end of the day, they can't overcome that. They don't have a quarterback that can overcome that. They have a quarterback that if the table is set, he can get you where you need to get to. So that's my comment on that. And then I guess just I would like everybody, Chicago Bears fans, to join me in my new change of ways of thinking of this Bears team recently, because I now look at them and I'm not going to be angry about them. I didn't expect them to go anywhere this year. And they're 5-1 right now. I don't expect Super Bowl or anything. I don't really have any expectations. It's more of just, I'm going to just enjoy the ride. We haven't been 5-1 since 06. We haven't, it's a weird 5-1, I know, but enjoy the moment, because
it's hard to enjoy, though. It's hard to enjoy, because I want them to win the Super Bowl. Jeff, with this defense, this is a generational defense. This is for what the rules allow you to do now, for what everything that's reined in, you're not allowed to be violent. You're not allowed to breathe on anybody in the pass game. I don't know what constitutes pass interference. I certainly don't know what constitutes a quote unquote defenseless receiver anymore. But for what you're seemingly allowed to do, this defense should be and is. This is a championship level defense. And it kills me that your offensive head coach and your offensive head coaches, that your assistant coaches that you brought in, and everything that you've done to try to make the offense good enough still isn't there. They still talk about some kind of process to get there. The defense doesn't need a process. The defense is repeatedly kicking you in the rocks. They're stopping you in the red zone. They're doing everything you ask. They're getting takeaways. They're clobbering people. They're scaring good quarterbacks. And as all this is going on, you just have to score more touchdowns, and you could reasonably have designs on a title. And the fact that I don't think they do, it just sucks to be in that situation when we all know what we're watching. And if you can do that, more power to you. If you can just have fun with it and live with the torture of some of this, some of these games, like, I'm texting people like, God, I hate this team because of the stuff they do. And they can't put a game away, and they make you crazy with the penalties. And that they got to talk about cleaning things up and details. Stop being stupid. This segment is brought to you by Burlington Stores. Have you been to Burlington? They have incredible deals and amazing styles at up to 60% off other retailers' prices and no coupons needed. It's your one-stop shop for fall. Go to burlington.com to find your store. Burlington, love the deals. Nate is in Addison. He's on the Score.
Hey, Dan. First, I got a question about the running game and the running back. But first, I got to tell you, I agree with you 100%. It just seemed like I can watch the worst NFL team, and they can run the ball, and they can do everything like seem better than us. I mean, it's just like simple plays, like screens and stuff. Like, we struggle. Like, you hold your breath and say, okay, they're going to do it. But the question I have for the running back is, we have a rookie running back somewhere. I think they just bought him. I don't remember his name. I don't know his name. But I know it's the offensive line is bad, but you can't tell me that Walter Payton ran behind good lines all this career. I mean, sometimes the running back has to make a play instead of – I think that Montgomery is starting to do that shuffle stuff again and yep. Where before he hit the hole. So – he didn't do it the first two games. Now he's starting to do it again, and that's causing problems, too. What do you think about that? I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Nate. I wish there was some magic running back who could appear just because, and he'd be good just because we haven't seen him yet. The name I think you're thinking of is Artavis Pierce, and I like novelty. I like seeing new guys. And I think if they thought he could make a difference, he'd probably be out there because he's been active. As far as I can tell, he's actually been up and available, but I don't think it's that easy. I don't, and there's, they certainly don't have, when you use Walter Payton as an example, yes, if you had arguably the best running back of all time, I would hope that they would deploy him behind this less than stellar offensive line, but they don't. So we watch the process continue as we go. When we come back, let's get a pep talk. because the Bears quarterback told us all to shut up and enjoy. So let's get a pep talk from the perpetually positive Nick Foles, and he'll make us all feel better about our miserable lives. Bears Monday, you have the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Third and goal from inside the one. Montgomery in the backfield.
181.
And Foles on the sneak. He's in. Touchdown, Chicago.
A big breath of fresh air. Nagy can finally breathe again because he's saying, what call do I have to make to finally score a rushing touchdown from the 1-inch yard line? Cody Whitehair getting a good push up front.
So now the Bears have scored in the third quarter.
Now they have.
It took
officially have
some extra time.
For us, again, it's not easy.
It's a miracle. Hallelujah. Third quarter points. They did it. And after they showed Montgomery's elbow down, I'm like, oh, God. After we thought, hey, the Bears scored in the third quarter. No, they didn't score in the third quarter. Well, they finally did. But, man, it's a chore. And even if you love the Bears, and even if you get that feeling when you sit down and get ready to watch a game, and I get all set and I get my little mise en place with my computer and my phone and my notepad. I get this, clipboard where I take my little, game notes and track everything. And I've been doing that since I was a kid, once we realized that going to games was sort of untenable. I used to do it even in college. I'd sit there with a notebook during Bears games just because I was a loser and I loved the Bears. And I'd put a jersey on and sit by this big screen projection TV in the Commons room and watch the Bears and get all mad, especially, oh my God, that game in 86 against the Giants, or 87 against the Giants. And the Monday Night Football with the Dennis McKinnon 84-yard punt return. Oh, was it so much? And then they kept knocking quarterbacks out, and the Giants fans got all mad. And they were all Giants fans in my freshman dorm. It was so great. God, that was fun. And, you sit there and you get excited, like the Bears game is coming. And then you watch it, and your phone just starts blowing up. And you're lying if you don't have the same experience as I do. Because whether or not it's emails or your group chat, whatever it is, and it's your uncle or your dad or whoever it is, like, who's this guy and why does he suck? Why can't they block anybody? I'm going buying pumpkins. It's the same conversations. And you do too. I know you do. And I know if you go back and look at your text string during Bears games, it's all Bears fans wondering why the hell the offense sucks. And that's just what we live with now. But don't tell Nick Foles. Don't tell him that. He doesn't want to hear it. He thinks everything is going to be okay. And during his post-game Zoom conference, he was asked if the Bears' offensive identity is sort of this inconsistency for ugly wins.
Well, I first say, would you rather lose pretty or win ugly? I think that we'd rather win ugly. I think that's the common thing. So I think it tells you a lot about our team. Is this who we are offensively? We want to improve. We want to get better. We want to have rhythm. But ultimately in the NFL, it's about winning games. It doesn't matter how you do it. It just matters that you get it done. If you put up 50 points and you lose a game, those 50 points don't mean anything. So right now we're winning games. We're playing together as a team. We can improve. I think that's exciting. If we were winning these games and playing perfect and they were this tight and we're playing perfect, what do you do? Where do you improve? I mean, then we're sitting here and it's like, man, I guess when we just, play those teams, it's just not going to happen. Well, right now we have a lot of areas to improve offensively once again, But we are figuring out ways to, you know, score and get points and move the ball and do those things. We can fix what we're doing. It doesn't happen overnight. Offenses don't get fixed overnight. And sometimes they don't get fixed throughout the course of years. You've seen in the NFL, there's been teams that have been bad offensively for a very long time. We're not one of those teams. We're a team that's young offensively. We're growing. We're getting to know each other. We're figuring out who we are, and we're doing it at the right time. And as a team, we're winning these games. And I think that's what's important. Now, we're not going to get complacent and say, hey, man, we're 5-1. This is it. No, like we're sitting there in the locker room after the game talking through it. Hey, we got to be better here. This is what we got to do here. Communication here, route running here. Hey, we got to be able to run the ball here. We know that. I know you're all going to ask those questions. We know that. And that's what's exciting, because we don't have to have y'all say, hey, you doing this? Hey, we know. But we also know that we're going to improve because we believe in one another. And that's what great teams do. Great teams find a way to win a game. Bad teams win with prettiness. Great teams win no matter how it takes. So I'm proud of our guys. I think we're continuing to improve. Are we where we want to be? No, we're not where we want to be. But I'm excited about our offense. I'm excited about the guys that are there. I like the communication that's happening on the sideline. I love the passion of the players. Most important, they care. And we're bonding. We're getting to know each other. That's football. Like, you don't just go out there and play football. You got to care about the man next to you to make those plays. So I like where we're at. I know we're going to improve. I believe in our staff. I believe in our players. And I'm really grateful to be a part of this organization.
Bad teams win with prettiness?
No. Look, I love the fire and the passion. That's great. But you know what? The whole getting to know each other and all that, you can get to know a guy, but that guy, he's got a block for you. And you could love that big fat man with the sweaty ass in front of you, but if he's not blocking for you, I mean, you can care about him and his family and the whole thing, but he's got to keep that big angry man from jumping up and down in your sternum. You know, this is, I mean, that it all sounds great. And when he talks about some teams have been bad on offense for a long time, yeah, you're on one of them. You're quarterbacking one of them. You're new here. We've been here a while. We've lived this whole thing. Here's an email from Rudy who says, I know everybody loves the pep talk, but I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Getting to know each other, caring for the guys next to you will help you improve. We're 6 games in. So if we had teammates that hated each other or just met, we could call a play without a delay out of a timeout. That's easy. It doesn't require a process. That's not passion. Not getting to know the team. It's just bad. And I know that they believe in all that stuff and he believes in all that stuff, but we're in the middle of the season already, and saying that having room to improve is reason for excitement, I like the alternative. I would like, I don't know, say you score 35 points because the offense is great, and you're moving up and down the field and moving the chains and putting in the end zone over and over and over again and breathing easy. I'll take that. I mean, I know you love the excitement of the possibility of getting better, but I don't agree, I guess. But hey, I love the energy coming from BDN and the tone that he sets. So I hope they follow their signal caller, and I hope they block for him because they don't do enough of it. Kenny's in Berwyn. He's on the score. Hello, Kenny.
Hi, Dan. Just to have a couple questions here, and was wondering about what you think with my crazy observation here, but I was just curious on why the Bears went for the starter on left guard when it came to picking between Bars and Coward. And they chose Coward instead of Bars. And my question is, do you think the Bears see Bars as more of a tackle? And the observation I am going off this is because something that you said a while back that I started doing when it comes to observing linemen and looking at their basically their butts if they're big, and Bars is not, Coward is. And you know, I remember you saying something about like you want your linemen to have big butts and big thighs and all that, just to, you know, for have, I'm sure, dry to have a push when it comes to driving defensive linemen away. Just wondering if you see Bars, because of the way he's built, more of a tackle than a guard.
I don't know what they think. I just think Bars isn't physical enough. He isn't physical enough at the point of attack. And if you want to be sort of a dancing bear kind of tackle where you're sliding and kick-stepping and mirroring and just walling off,
that all depends on your discipline at your waist, your foot speed, your ability to bend at the knees instead of the waist, and the quality of your punch and your ability to use your hands and lock on guys and keep them locked out if you don't have that ability to and the lower body to anchor. But I haven't watched bars enough to give you any sort of viable scouting report on him, but there's a reason why he was undrafted off that line for a team that scouts are watching all the time and to have the lauded Harry Heastand offensive lineman. And if you look at who came off of that line too, you're talking about McGlinchey, who's the tackle in San Francisco, Quentin Nelson, who is one of the very best players at any position in the NFL and one of the best interior linemen I have ever seen in my life. He is a monster. He is a rhinoceros.
And Alex Bars, ass and leg strength.
And Alex Bars was on that team with all those scouts watching all those guys and wasn't drafted. I would like to see him get more physical. I'd like to see him bigger and stronger. Joe is in St. Charles. He's on the score.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say that if you can scare the pants off Aaron Rodgers like he did yesterday, the Packers are not a threat to the Bears.
Of course they're a threat to the Bears. Have you watched them play over the years? Thanks, Joe. We appreciate the call. This is Charlie in Palos Hills on the score.
Hi, Dan. I have two off-the-wall questions. You were talking about looking for an offensive lineman. Do you think there's any possibility that Kyle Long would come back?
No, he has to gain 100 pounds back.
Oh. And then another off-the-wall idea. Mitchell Trubisky, what if they put him at a wide receiver position? Even if it's
a Bears Monday, it's a Bears Monday. Thanks for the call, Charlie in Palos Hills. I thought he was going to go in like the Taysom Hill direction and put some packages in there, which actually I wouldn't necessarily mind because he is a really, really good athlete. But we've got the bring back Kyle Long and move Trubisky to wide receiver and Zurich to linebacker. Next up, Hub Arkish is going to join us to give us his expert thoughts on the 5-1 first place, likely playoff bound Chicago Bears. Keep it here. Bears Monday on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.